This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off the third and final hour of Free Talk Live, but it is a full hour, so, you know, call on in. We still got a couple of phone lines open. It's the number's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. As in freedom, it's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
Let's go right to the phones. I'll just pick the person who's been on the longest, Tom, calling in from New Hampshire. Oh, boy. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to mention that in 2018, in Sorong, West Papua, Indonesia, a man was killed by a crocodile from a nearby crocodile farm. And the villagers were furious, but as furious as they were about this senseless death, they did not go out and riot against innocent people. They went to that crocodile farm and they killed 292 crocodiles. And now that village is a little bit safer without those dangerous animals.
But did they get the crocodile that actually killed the villager?
I don't know, but what difference does it make? As long as the village is a little bit safer without all those crocodiles.
I mean, so in this particular riot, though, they mostly are destroying the people and the buildings of the people who were the problem. They're mostly not destroying innocent people and property.
Mostly.
Although I wouldn't classify Target as innocent exactly. They've been involved in eminent domain themselves.
Tom, what does one do with crocodiles on a crocodile farm? I mean, I'm pretty sure they don't milk them, right?
They breed crocodiles. They were breeding these crocodiles
for the government because
they had a license. It's kind of like an excuse, like having a warrant to barge into somebody's house. They have a license to put this crocodile breeding farm in there because I guess crocodiles. You need to have crocodiles in Indonesia for whatever reason. The nature
boots, belts,
issues.
Other things.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what they went, and they didn't go out and attack innocent people. They went and they killed crocodile.
Thank you for the call, Tom.
I think he's crocodile meat down south, too.
Well, I've never had crocodile meat, but I have had gator.
Okay.
And, yes, it does taste like chicken. It's kind of chewy chicken. But, anyway, there you go. Thanks for the call, Tom. Let's go to Jim calling in from Virginia Beach. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
You have not had my ridiculously overcooked chicken on the grill because I had a beer and forgot about it. Your chicken can be chewy, I'm just saying.
It can be, yes. If you do not do chicken correctly, it can be chewy. Also, the gator that I've eaten, I caught myself, and we did it over a campfire, so...
In jail?
Well, it wasn't in jail, no.
Oh, okay.
It was in prison.
Okay.
So I want to express my wonderful white privilege and say, why is there a lot of people like me trying to figure out what did the guy in handcuffs do wrong that got himself in the predicament with a knee on his neck?
I don't know why what he was charged
with.
Why
is it that it was an unfortunate...
He tried to pass a bad $20 bill or something like that.
You know? No, I'm saying, like, once he was... I heard a gentleman say, like, once he was in handcuffs, maybe he said something and spit on him and said he had the coronavirus.
He just completely fabricated an excuse.
Yeah,
which,
like,
we don't do for any other victim.
The other guy, just a big giant E, and just had his hand in his pocket, his knee on his neck, and was like, maybe my thing isn't that big, but look at my gun and my knee on your neck. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, I got to say that's probably
my opinion. I'm trying
to
shout because I get emotional. I just get annoyed with it, you know?
Yeah, because if somebody gets robbed, we're not like, oh, well, why did that robber hate them? What did they do to make them mad?
But right.
We do that for or I mean, we know, but people do that for victims of police violence because they just have to justify what the police did by any means necessary.
Because they worship the police, and the police have to have a justification for doing that, otherwise it destroys their worldview.
Yeah, I'm not a big giant douchebag that says we don't need police. We do. But we also don't need to make excuses. Yep. You do something wrong, you get a ticket. You do something wrong, you get killed. You do something wrong, you get thrown to the wolves, or all the gators get killed, or some dude with a stupid haircut gets thrown in the mob.
Sometimes you don't do anything wrong, and they still attack you.
I have to say I have some level of empathy with Jim's position here. So, you know, you can, on one hand, think that, you know, that what happened to this gentleman in Minneapolis was unacceptable. And at the same time, still not be for, you know, businesses being burned down and that kind of thing. So thank you for the call, Jim. The number 855-450-3733. Let's go to Salvatore South in South Carolina. Salvatore, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi there, y'all. I'm actually driving down downtown here, and trust me, there's the riots are still going on. There's plenty. I mean, heck, I wouldn't say riots, they're peaceful protests right now. But oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Did he just get into an accident?
Is that this is fake.
I think that's the gag. Suggestion.
Okay.
There was a really great one where who's the guy from the Coast to Coast? I can't remember his name off the top of my head. The first one. Anyway, I got to see him.
Ian would know.
Yeah. I can remember George Norrie and Ian Punnett, but I cannot remember the guy who started Coast to Coast. And now there are 100,000 people screaming at their radio right now. But anyway, I got to see him before he passed away relatively recently. And they played something like that, one of his calls, and it was like, I don't know what that was. And they just kind of moved on. Oh, let's
good
go.
Effort, though.
Steve in Florida. Oh, I thought it was good. I mean, that's good. That's excellent Free Talk Live kind of pranking stuff there.
Yeah, that's
good.
High quality pranking as opposed to some of y'all who like to do
just
really
cuss words.
Yeah.
Lame.
Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was sitting there thinking, I was wondering who protects y'all's houses and stuff when you are not there?
Oh, nobody. When I'm not there, I'm usually there, though.
Yeah,
I live in an apartment, so.
But either way, doors. You don't think without law and order, the people wouldn't run wild and attack your house?
Well, which one,
there?
Law or order?
Both.
Well, they're two different things, though.
I
think you're mostly talking about law, and I think you're mostly talking about the cops. So if most people wanted to violently break in the cops. Violently breaking the houses all day long, that's what they do, cops or no, because the number of cops that we have could not stop the number of people if all the people just wanted to go around breaking in the houses.
Yeah, I hope we don't live in a society or world where that's the only thing preventing people from doing violent and unspeakable things is the fact that they might get in trouble by the cops.
Oh, yeah, that's
maybe
the truth. I'm sorry, without law, there would not be order.
So would you just break into houses all day if you knew you would not get caught by the cops?
Many people would. Why go to
work? But would you?
If I could steal from you, and I'm sure you got more than I do, then I might do that.
But and every time you do that, though, you're putting your life at risk, right? Because at some point, you're going to break into a house, and without law and order, you're just going to get shot. And I'd be okay with that.
Without law, I'd shoot you first.
Maybe.
Yep.
Well, so my experience, Steve, is with burglars, is usually the police don't catch them until they've done 100 burglaries.
Would it be okay if I broke into your house, shot you, and raped your wife?
Well, did you really need to up it?
Why doesn't his wife have a rifle? I have a rifle. I have a Glock. I have all kinds of weapons.
I may shoot her too first.
You may, but you may not.
You're going to shoot her first and then rape her? That's kind of beyond...
So, Steve, if you assume
that my house is now protected or that I wouldn't protect it to the death if you tried to break in.
This fun little game where we're like, well, what if thing? I mean, what the reality is that I've got to play. Steve, let me make my statement. I didn't get to. And I'll let you, if I had to hold you over, The reality is I have to pay for this organization that may or may not respond depending on how they feel. The Supreme Court of the United States of America has ruled not once, but multiple times, that there is no obligation to protect. Now, to take my money at the threat of putting my family on the street and then not create an obligation, I mean, I could hire a private agency to do work better than that. I'll hold Steve over so he gets a chance to talk here on Free Talk Live.
I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our DinoVite, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we had held Steve over from Florida, and I had just sort of made the point that, look, I'm a firefighter. I appreciate the police officers I work with. You know, I've worked with quite a few good people who do good stuff. But when one looks at a system and says, all right, you're going to pay for these people's salary, and then if you don't do it, we're going to kick you out of your house, and you better say thank you.
And who's going to be doing the kicking out of the house if it comes to that?
I don't think that the...
Hold on. Let's get to Steve on here on Free Talk Live. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. We could debate the point. You are obviously anti-cop.
I am not anti-cop.
I am.
But you know, you said you're a firefighter. I presume the taxpayers pay your salary.
They pay a small stipend for me to respond.
You're right.
Statist. What's that?
You're not a volunteer, are you?
I am a volunteer, and they pay a small stipend for me to respond, and I donate that small stipend to some charity of my choice at the end of the year.
Well, I'd like to thank you for all you do either way.
Nice. Appreciate it.
And I'd like to thank all the police for all they do. I'm sorry there is a few bad cops. And I'm
all they do, sure. Even putting their knees on someone's neck and crushing them to
death?
Well,
they go out and risk their life. They go out and risk their life every day because people like to shoot cops. But yeah, they risk their life.
People don't often shoot cops. There's a list. I think it came in 35th most dangerous last year.
People don't often kill cops. I mean, cops don't often kill people. It does happen.
And it happens more so than any other part of the world.
Well, they do often kidnap people, though, and enslave them.
Well, being arrested, I'm sure, yeah, you could always say, I've always said you're guilty to proven innocent, because when the cop puts the cuff on you, you're presumed guilty right there, or you wouldn't be
guilty. It's the truth. It's a terrible way to think about it, though.
The truth is, thank goodness the police system and the firefighters are not going nowhere. I'm glad they're there when I call 911.
Well, firefighters don't go around kidnapping people and shooting at people and any of that stuff. Firefighters actually provide a good service.
They stay at the station until they're called upon.
So do the police. They perform a great
police
service.
Police do not stay at the station until they're called upon. They drive around looking for trouble, and surprise, they find it.
And they hide.
They go around preventing trouble. You act like they look for trouble. They do.
They're literally looking for trouble, even from a status standpoint. Please. They're out patrolling looking for trouble.
Please listen to me. Okay, please listen to me. We did not create a police department because there was no trouble.
Yeah, you created a police department to catch runaway slaves.
Yeah.
No, in the wild.
No, you could look that up. They created police departments to catch runaway slaves. That is the origin of United States police departments.
Well, maybe that's why they created it. But in the Wild West, they organized sheriffs and police. And,
those would be posses put together by the sheriff.
The peace.
There's some
to
distinction.
Maintain the peace.
Agreed. All right.
You said something about your tax dollars. Well, every cop car gets burned down. Every police station gets burned down. Guess what? That just costs you more in taxes because
right. The police officers just get a free new station, right? I wonder if this is what I've speculated on. I wonder if these cops wanted a new station, and now they got one coming.
I doubt it.
Because it isn't going to be the cops that pay for it. It's not going to be the rioters that pay for it. It's going to be people going to work that pays for it. But
well, then start a tax protest as well and don't fund them to build their new police station to continue to oppress everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Tax protest is really going to work. It's just going to end you up poor and enslaved. What you do is if you don't like where you live, leave. It's all you can do. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Oregon. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Steve.
Hey, guys. I am calling about the protests and the police and the National Guard's response to it.
Okay.
And I think this is really telling about where most of the police and the National Guard stand in terms of, like, all the video footage of, like, the extremely brutal response of, like, police beating people, the National Guard shooting people, shooting reporters. That are clearly marked reporters. think this is really revealing in that I know some people have a naive view that if like a civil war or something like that started, that most of the police would stand alongside of just average American citizens. And I think that is just clearly not true. Most of them will turn their guns at the average American citizen and beat and kill them if they're told to.
I had a friend tell me to my face that he would do that to me.
And I think that the thing that people kind of, they have this weird...
Well, the police didn't do that with the protesters in Michigan last week.
They were armed.
Well, the police were armed?
So
were the protesters,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. The protesters,
that's what I'm saying, is
that's
that,
why they didn't engage.
And remember, the government's job is to separate us. It's to say, you know, who's different, who's not. I have a humble suggestion for how to take a step in the right direction for making police departments better. Because right now, a lot of police departments, a lot of people don't feel like the police department serves them.
Privatize it and fund it voluntarily.
I'm fine for that, but it's not going to happen. I mean, it's just a ludicrous, anarchist, blah, 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 privatize. Like, I'm so sick of this.
What's your humble suggestion that's going to work?
15 years on the air on Free Talk Live, making the same suggestions over and over again. Here's the suggestion. The suggestion is hire cops that match the community demographically. It's not that hard. Try to get them locally and try to get them to match demographically or at least close. Because in Ferguson, when you have 80%
of have a serious selection bias problem.
Meaning?
We don't draft cops, so only people who apply for the job of I want to kick people around are going to be cops.
And that's something that you could, like the police could be doing a program, I don't know, playing ball with the kids and teaching them, hey, the cops aren't so bad, if that's what they wanted to do, to bring more in from the community.
Please don't play any sport with a gun on your hip.
I had a friend who, like, you know, lived in the same community as me, joined, you know, the National Guard, whatever it happened to be at the time. And we had a similar conversation. I said, what if you're ordered to fire on me because I'm protesting what the state is doing? He said he would follow the order.
And
same community.
Oh, I've heard people say
very
that.
Close.
That
so community
be,
demographics not going to matter when their paycheck
comes. It almost has to be true because I think people have this weird idealistic like view of what a civil war would be, where it's like, okay, one day it's regular cops. The next day there's an announcement. This is not policing anymore. This is civil war now. And so pick your teams. And that's not how it would go down. It would... So on a regular day, they get ordered to go kidnap and shoot people, and so they do that. And now there's an uprising. It's still illegal to shoot the cops once you call it a civil war. Some people are now fighting this civil war. More people are joining it, and so they get the order, okay, go kidnap these people and shoot them, and so they do. There's never going to be that switch in their head where it's like, oh, well, yesterday I was arresting criminals, but today it's a civil war, so what team do I want to be on? They're already in the team that's fighting the uprising.
Well, if there were a civil war, and I don't expect to see one, and it's not going to go well if there is, it's going to be the country folks against the city folks. Seems to be where the real animosity lies. And cities are completely indefensible. They have no weapons, and they're just sort of angry and don't understand what country folks are about. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 16 cities are preparing for protests over the police death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. People are cleaning up the mess from Saturday night, and mayors are calling for peace. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom says a week later, it's evident that the image of a cop's knee on George Floyd's neck continues to resonate.
We know the frustration is still there, and all of the issues and all of the concerns and anger that were there on Friday haven't gone away.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser adds, people must decide what message their actions send.
They have a right to exercise their First Amendment rights, but not to destroy our city.
Both mayors on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump is designating Antifa as a terrorist organization after blaming it and other far-left groups for inciting violence. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane season could be very different this year for more than one reason. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Monday officially starts hurricane season, though tropical storms Arthur and Bertha arrived early, and forecasters are expecting a busier than average season. Officials across the U.S. South and Mid-Atlantic say they're still scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans. Because of the coronavirus and the big unknown remains, where will people who have to flee the storms go? The Associated Press surveying over 70 counties and states from Texas to Virginia, with more than 60% of coastal counties saying they're still trying to firm up plans for public hurricane shelters. Many say they'll use hotels, as they would allow for greater virus prevention measures, but officials emphasize turning to free shelters should be a last resort, urging people to stay with friends or to rent their own hotel rooms. But massive unemployment is making the expense of hotels less feasible for most families. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Just want to tell you about Fork Fest. So, obviously, this whole COVID thing has the world...
It's done already.
Yeah, well, forget it's over. It. But it has the world kind of changing and morphing. Fork Fest was going to be a week-long festival after the Porcupine Freedom Festival in Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival is kind of... you know, going to be a little different. So ForkFest is now going to be 2 weeks up at Rogers from the end of June to the beginning of July, including over the 4th of July weekend. And if you want to find out more, go to ForkFest.party. That's fork as in what you eat with, ForkFest.party. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jack calling from Virginia Beach. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, can we do some more?
How about... Oh, speaking to somebody else, what a surprise. Remind me of Senator Dead Kennedy, who was extremely popular.
And I used to like the Dead Kennedy. My favorite album is Fresh from Rotting Vegetables.
I'm talking about the man whose name rhymes with dead, who is in a place Dead that Kennedy. I hope you go to sooner rather than later, Minister Edge.
Is Ted Kennedy dead? Are you wishing death upon me?
Yeah, I'd like you to go to hell sooner rather than later. You're a liar.
Oh.
But now, I should like...
It was real connection problems, and I do appreciate the call. I don't know why he wants me to go to hell, but there you go. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Let's go to Crichton, calling him from Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Mark Edge is my spirit host, and I'm completely the opposite of the last caller, and I hope you can hear me better.
Yeah, you're sounding great. It's good to hear from you again, by the way, Crichton. It's been years.
Yes, I do listen every now and again, but I wanted to call in specifically to talk to you on your show because I wanted to make it clear that you are the guy that represents my line of thought in the Libertarian Party. You.
Thank you.
In particular. Among all the different hosts now, there's all kinds of libertarian podcasts these days, but there was 10 years ago there wasn't. But you are still the representative that I most align with, and I wanted you to know that.
I appreciate it.
The other reason I wanted to call in today is because I'm an agorist as a libertarian. I believe that the action you play in the marketplace is the most effective form of activism.
Okay.
On that note, I used Bitcoin about 2 months ago to buy my daughter a gift for her birthday.
Okay.
And her birthday was this past week. The gift was a Raspberry Pi 4. And in case you don't know what that is, it's a single board computer chip that runs on
Linux. Was it the new 8-gigabyte version that just came out?
No, that came out after I bought it. Okay. It's a 4-gigabyte.
Okay.
It's good size.
And top of the line a month ago.
I set it up as a desktop with Raspbian as the operating system for my 8-year-old daughter. and she's already playing on it. But my point, the primary reason I called about it is because I paid for it entirely with Bitcoin and never did a Federal Reserve note involved in the transaction on any level and any part of it. I find that a lot of people that can hear about Bitcoin around me anyway, their first complaint is, what can you buy with it?
Whatever you want. My response
is, anything you want. Yeah. I've bought all kinds of things with it. And eight years ago, that was a legitimate complaint. But for the past many years, it's not, and I don't understand why I'm still hearing that complaint.
Right. All you have to do is go to Save at Purse. That's saveatpurse.com, and you can buy pretty much anything that they have on Amazon and save about 20%. I just ordered something off of Amazon, and I'm expecting delivery coming this week, and just sort of wait on it.
And some places are better than others. I can pay my rent with crypto. There is a limited amount of groceries I can get with crypto. The large grocery stores don't take them, but the kind of farmer's market does. So you can't, get vegetables all year round or anything like that, but you can buy meat with crypto here. Some restaurants take it. I messed up this.
You can also go to giftcards.bitcoin.com and buy gift cards to restaurants that you want to go to. So I know Applebee's is there, comes to mind. It's one of the restaurants that I saw, and I'm sure there's quite a few more. Crichton, thank you for the call, and thanks for pointing out that you don't have to use their money. That's what gives them power.
You will continue to get that rebuttal until it's accepted natively at like Walmart and Amazon.
I want Walmart to have crypto.
You may not want to, but that's going to be the impetus for when people stop saying, what can I buy with it or what's
by the time they get that, the value to cryptocurrencies as far as sort of get in and make money, kind of, get some more value for yourself, that kind of thing, will be completely done.
Okay.
It'll be, cryptocurrency will just be the thing.
Understood. But that's the point in time where people stop going, what can you use this
for? You don't want to learn about it, you won't earn. That's end of story.
Also,
a lot of people
hopefully Market Basket will take crypto and Walmart won't.
That might be possible.
Let's go to James calling in from Utah. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Yeah, second thought. Jack.
Okay, so that's the guy that was calling in previously. Let's go to Jim calling in from Michigan. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
From El Pino?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yep, what's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm calling from El Pino, Michigan. I enjoy listening to you folks every, in the evening when I'm walking my dog. And you had mentioned something interesting just a few minutes ago on the radio. You said about you could
to like a conflict between rural folks and city folks, and it's pretty fascinating. Can you talk about that for a few minutes and elaborate on it? Because I live in a country like that, and I think you got an interesting point.
Right. Yeah, sure, I'll be happy to.
I'm going to hang up now, and I can listen to it on my radio. Is that okay? Because I just want to hear your comments. You guys are sharp. You really are.
Thank you, Jim.
I really enjoy listening to you in the evening, and can you talk about it for a few minutes?
I will do just that just now. So my people are salivating and have salivated for a long time over some civil war, what it'll look like, what the sides will be, and these sorts of things. Al Gore suggested in 2000 that there were two Americas, and if in 2000 there were two Americas, those two Americas have done nothing but get farther and farther apart. The best I can tell, as far as those two Americas go, is city folks versus country folks. If you look at how people vote, I can't remember what the number is, but the vast majority of counties in America voted for Donald Trump, and a tiny little amount of like two figure amount of counties voted for Hillary Clinton. And the people who voted for Hillary Clinton and the people who voted for Donald Trump cannot understand why the other people in the other place would possibly do what they did and vote for this other group. At this point, there's so little in common between these people that if there's a conflict, I think that's how it's going to go. Secondly, what strategically do city people have in order to press a conflict? Right now they're trying to press a conflict, and they're going to a riot dressed in street clothes. You know, maybe they got a mask on. Maybe
they're not allowed to buy riot gear.
Well, whatever, they don't have riot gear, and you wouldn't be able to get riot gear now anyway. You can't just go out and buy riot gear afterwards. And so
plan ahead, preppers.
You would have to plan ahead, and the people that would be willing to plan ahead are the country folks who aren't going to go to the riot. So, the city folks, what are you going to do? What do you think you're going to do when you prosecute your war against the country folks? You're going to go out in the countryside with what? Your vehicles are going to look like they don't belong there.
Are city people planning on invading the country? I've never heard of
this. No, they're usually just unhappy, and they usually just burn up their own place. So the country folks are like standing outside going, I wonder why they do that.
It seems like that conflict could be separated without violence, right? Just two Americas? Fine, two Americas.
I'd love to see two Americas separated so there wouldn't be violence, but right now that's what the political system does, is set people on each other. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. I'm not going to give the phone lines because we've got three calls on at this point. So I do want to tell you how, if you've got a business and you're trying to reach libertarians, and you are a libertarian, the best way to start with that, at least it's cheap, go to liberty.menu. We've teamed up with liberty.menu to bring libertarians together so that they can do business together, because that's what people have been asking for a long time. Go to liberty.menu, and you can do business with libertarians as a libertarian. Let's go to Steve, calling in from Florida. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Just want to say I like your show. I don't get to listen to it enough. A couple of comments in regards to what's happening. Obviously, these people are not worried about the big coronavirus that could get.
There's more important things on their mind.
Right? And just like that, coronavirus is
gone. I mean, they're more likely to be killed by a cop than by coronavirus, so that's kind of reasonable.
Second thing is, this man obviously did something to get in the situation he was in.
How is that
obvious? Didn't he have a warrant for his arrest for bad checks?
No.
I think he
had a call on him for bad checks.
Yeah. What's a call mean?
Somebody called the store cops owner and said, hey, come get this
okay,
guy.
So it was a criminal.
And it turns out it wasn't even a bad
There's an interesting aspect to this, Steve, that you may, we don't know exactly what it is, but they used to work, he and the cop used to work at the same place.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means.
Doesn't mean anything yet, just means that they worked at the same place.
It's just a piece of evidence.
My point is, I have a firm philosophy. You put yourself in a situation, you deserve what you get. That's point blank.
All right. That's your 2 cents?
You there?
Yep, I got you.
Hello?
In a lot of cases, that situation is being black in public.
Well, it could be.
Well, he shouldn't have gone out to public. He should have just stayed inside forever.
There you go.
Really?
And as far as what you're talking about, trying to incite something, I spent 6 years and 11 months locked up. And it wasn't for being nice. I spent 19 months in solitary confinement, and it wasn't for being nice. The last 30 years, I gave my word to my wife. I'd never raise my hands or my feet to another human unless they touched me. So if you put yourself in a situation, you deserve what you get.
Well, then I understand and where you're coming from on that one, Steve, because, you know, ultimately you do get to make that decision. And, you know, you and I have had the opportunity to kind of take a look at, well, what happens? And, yeah, I mean, same here. I've had a similar circumstance, and I don't go back because I understand that I'm in charge of that. I get to make that decision ultimately. This seems like, of the stories I've, you know, up to the contrary, this seems like one of those stories where, well, this guy, I mean, bad check or not, he's a nonviolent criminal, and I...
And a security guard, right? He worked security.
Yeah, and I don't...
And we don't know that it actually was a bad check. We know that somebody made a phone call. That's what we know.
Yeah.
The last I heard, it was a bad 20.
Yep. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening, fellas.
What's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking about how both the East and the West Coast have been calling us flyover country forever.
Yeah.
And we're the breadbasket of America. I mean, you listen to Chevrolet commercials, we're the heartbeat of America. And I can see where if a civil war were to transpire, where it would be the city folks against the country folks. But my whole thinking is that both the coasts are pretty much parasitical, and they're just sucking on the sap from the country folks. And it makes no sense. Like you said, they burn down their neighborhoods and expect tax dollars to rebuild them, and the whole thing is freaking insane.
I kind of think when you say they're parasitical, I guess the first thing that came to mind was like Silicon Valley. Now, there's a pretty left place, but they, you know, they produce things that we in the country use and are delighted in. I mean, I like my computer. I like to go online.
And they send you money for the food that the country produces so you can buy other things.
Sure. And obviously, if you had to do without one for a week, you'd probably rather do without your computer than... your food, you know? So, I mean, yes, there's a Maslow's hierarchy of needs puts the red flyover country on a little higher basis. But, yeah, I mean, I guess there's some folks in the blue counties that are doing something.
Well, I don't know. Let's take the stock exchange for an example. All right. They keep America's heartstrings on a Duncan yo-yo, up and down and up and down. And it's all... to feed the monsters, the 5, 7, 11 families around the world that actually have all the bullion to perpetrate these different fiascos.
Well, but you don't have to participate in the stock market.
Yeah, that's not city versus rural. No, that's bankers versus 7 million people.
Billion, yes.
Yeah, well, who drove us into the first depression? The bankers.
Yep.
Yeah. Right,
well, yeah,
boys,
I mean, I would take out every banker on this earth and burn the ashes and send it into space and salt space, but that, like, banker is not equivalent to city.
Well, darling, don't do that because it's going to rain back down on us on fly ash and we'll be poisoned forever.
That's where you get to stop because you stop the caller at the joke. That there's radio talk. Thank you so much for the call, Pat. Appreciate it. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Listening on KENN in beautiful FC, New Mexico. FC USA. Home of the car dealers that cheat you.
What's on your mind?
All that stuff. So I lived right in that neighborhood. I lived 6 blocks from that Target, that first Target that went down. I lived there for several years. And I know every inch of that city. So I was listening to the Scanners, but I made it a project to listen to basically like 8 hours of Scanner and every other social media I could find of, you know, live on the spot stuff to see from a tactical standpoint what was going down. And so there were some interesting things. The most interesting is the obvious political operatives that since you're short on time, that you might label as Antifa, little scrawny, no testosterone white boys on their bicycles with their backpacks and their funky hipster styling and going around smashing things and setting things on fire. They were obviously, basically the same thing as the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, the Communist Revolution in in Russia, same kind of operatives, you know, like Trotsky kind of dude.
They'll probably be as successful in running a government, too.
Yeah, right. Well, they'll never get that far. You know, hopefully they're smashed. Yeah. They smashed like bugs like they should be. But, and that guy.
Well,
that
in Flint,
guy,
Michigan, I'll rebut. As I read it, the cops in Flint, Michigan put down their riot gear and joined the protesters. So, I mean, there are some aspects where you're seeing, like in, between the Reds and the Whites in Russia, where, it seems like they're losing control of some of their folks.
Are they putting down their paychecks?
Yeah, but they're not really what you're seeing is they're not really their folks. There's like four different groups of people with different motivations.
Yeah.
And some of the groups make use of the other groups, you know, the tools, and the tools think that the people that are controlling them for their purposes are you know, have the same goals in mind, and they don't. But so they're kind of being harnessed, you know, as tools to do these things. And then there's the purely opportunists. That's another group. And, you know, so there's various different groups mixed in, and they make the mistake of thinking that they actually have the same outcomes in mind, and they don't. But that cop that worked at security, I watched an interview, you know, part of this 20-some hours that I watched, I found the owner of that bar being interviewed, and she said that she doubts that cop, or at least she doesn't think that the cop and George Floyd had much, if any, contact, and you know, enough to know each other, you know, to any degree at all, because the dude was on the inside, the black dude was on the inside, and the white dude was on the outside, and the white dude, he doesn't work for the bar. He's a rent-a-cop. You call the police and arrange for a cop on who wants the overtime to show up in his uniform with all his government-issued gear and stand outside and keep control outside of the bar is what he did. Another thing that
sounds like a delightful place with all this security.
Well, that's all bars. It was a Mexican bar. You know, it was every city has something midnight rodeo, and it's a Mexican bar, and they play Mexican music, and that's what it was. It was on Lake Street. So this cop, the only time he would have even gone in that bar, he would have showed up and just stayed outside. He would have only even gone in if he needed to use the head or get a drink of water. That's the only thing he would have gone inside that bar for, from my observations in decades of watching these guys. So,
interesting points, David. I don't know whether these people ever met or not, but certainly there's always that bar in town where they do open heart surgery every Saturday night, you know, and. And sound like a nice place to. Why go there? Why, people? Why do you go there?
For the tacos.
Go instead to freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.